any of those to get out.
You get on your knees.
Kneeling, you're kneeling. That's where you get where you're praying, is on your knees.
Okay. If you, a nightmare is a part of a
dream.
Okay. It, when you get up in the morning, what's that called? If you did it yesterday, you wake up today. You
awoke yesterday.
Okay. Okay. If what's another word for? If somebody woke you up.
Wake you.
Okay, can you give another word? If somebody woke you up, they
shook you?
Aroused you?
Shook you, aroused you? Well, that'd be good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you stayed in bed all morning, you'd say, I just what in bed all at 12 o'clock.
I just lounged in bed, relaxed in bed, something like that.
Okay, if you pound your feet on the floor.
Stomp.
Okay, if you pass by somebody on the street, you're in a car and they're walking, and you see they need a ride, what do you say to them?
They'll give you a lift.
Okay.
Get in.
Okay.
Get at your
stop. What do you say if you have used car in the front?
Oh, you having car trouble?
Okay. Okay, when Brandon holds on to his wagon, what's he do with it?
He's pulling the wagon.
Okay, what if he goes the other way?
He's pushing the wagon if he goes the other way.
If you were talking about the blacks and the cotton in the sack.
Right.
What are they, what do you call the, what's the verb they use when they have that on their back?
When they, mean when they drag it, when they pull it on the back?
Uh-huh. Or what do you call it when somebody lifts something and carries it?
When they lift it or carry it, they tote it, they carry it, and like you tote it to the baskets and put it in the basket and then lift it out of the baskets and into the truck or trailer or whatnot.
If something's hot, if you don't want Brandon or Kristen to touch the stuff, what do you say?
Say no.
If something's hot, what do you say?
It's hot.
Sure. You don't touch. Hot.
Okay, if a child is reaching toward a piece of fine glass, what do you say? You don't want them to, you don't want them to.
Say no.
If you tell somebody to go get something for them, what are some other terms for them?
You can say go
fetch.
Mm-hmm.
We don't use it much. No, not much. Used to a lot. Go fetch it. Go get it. Bring it to me.
In hockey or basketball, what's the thing that
the hook?
The hook.
The round, the ring.
In hockey, what's the thing that the puck goes in?
The net.
Oh, you make a what?
No.
Okay, you throw a ball and ask somebody to what?
Catch it.
Okay, that's right. I threw the ball and he
caught the ball.
I have been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught anything.
Okay, if you want somebody to pick you up at 3 and that person doesn't get there until 4, what have you been doing?
He's late and tardy and you've been waiting.
What do you say to him?
You can say, yeah, I've been waiting a long time.
If somebody wakes up and they're real happy, what do you say about them?
And they're real happy. You say they're jubilant. They're feeling good. Okay. You had a good sleep.
Okay. If somebody asks you to do something and you don't do it, and you want to make them still like you, you want to show them that you are responsible. What do you say to them?
You tell them you're sorry.
Give them another chance.
What was that?
Give them another chance.